Amen. When the angels had left the shepherds, and the shepherds had gone with great haste into Bethlehem to see this thing that the Lord had made known to them, when they had seen Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, and when they had made known everything that they had been revealed to them about this child, apparently even to other people besides the Holy Family, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them, then Luke tells us this: but Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The gospel writer had told this story before, back in the first chapter, when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary to reveal the possibility of this happening to her, that Mary would bear the child of God, and that this child would save God's people from their sins. The name Jesus means Yahweh saves. And in that story, in the first chapter, Mary had pondered what sort of greeting the angel had given her when he said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." There's not so much that the angels reveal to the shepherds other than Jesus is their Savior, the Christ. And while that contains a lot of meaning for us as fully formed 21st century indoctrinated Christians, I'm not sure it met with the same kind of gravity to the shepherds and the people they spoke to. Especially since this kind of birth to a lowly couple in a lowly place and revealed to lowly shepherds wasn't the advertised coming of any Messiah. Mary is pondering this in her heart too, surely. How can this really be? Tonight I want to share with you just one image inspired by the words in Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. That first one there is kind of a bonus. The artist is Lizelle Gwynn Garrity, one of the members of A Sanctified Art, whose materials we've been using during this Advent and Christmas season. This particular piece is a charcoal on and chalk on paper artwork, which surprises me because for me, Christmas is bright and full of all kinds of colors and light. But in her statement about this piece, Lizelle writes, "I began this piece with a chaos of dark marks, smudging the entire paper black with charcoal. Then, starting from the middle, I began to draw with an eraser, etching the faces of Mary and her baby from the shadows. The result displays mother and child inextricably intertwined as light radiating amidst darkness." It would have been a timely reflection, I think, of this year of pandemic, black with this unholy COVID-19 virus and its effects, which have stolen our ability to be present together and more desperately has left a black pall of death over our country and the whole world. This artwork was created 3 years ago. Its image speaks to the power of the light in the world, God's light, shining against the darkness that seems to cling so close to us. Into our world, Savior is still spoken. Like Mary, I'm not sure how we always know how this can be or what this really means other than we know God refuses to allow the darkness and death to win. What we celebrate is God becoming with us. Light that doesn't emerge out of the darkness, but radiates amidst the darkness, against the darkness, the light of the world. It is God's love for the world that takes breath in human lungs, sees the world from our vantage point, vanquishes everything that would keep us away from God, the love that becomes in us, a part of us, and for us. So, ponder this. Play it over and over and over in your head until it becomes part and parcel of how you breathe in this world, how you love in this world, how you bring peace in this world, how you celebrate joy in this world, a world in which God loves and endeavors to love more and more each and every day, no matter how it seems to us even now. Ponder this, like Mary does, until the song fills your heart and overflows. Now to the God of all wisdom, who strengthens us according to the gospel, through Jesus Christ, be all glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.